It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on how I arrive at the subject matter for individual shows. People have asked me what I am going to talk about now that the elections and the crazy year-end are over. Fear not, oh loyal listeners. There is a bountiful harvest of material from which to pick. When the novelist Carl Hiaasen was asked how he got the crazy ideas for his books, he responded, "I wait for ideas from the headlines to inspire me." Your humble host simply follows Hiaasen's rule. I will share some highlights from recent headlines, and at the end of the show, I will note some local topics on which I will be focusing. Regarding the fiscal cliff, a recent headline read, "How deal was made, unmade, then saved." I truly hope no one in government is expecting a medal for saving us from the fiscal cliff. You may not have felt it, but we, for all intents and purposes, went over the cliff. You may not feel the thud until you receive your first paycheck in 2013 when all the changes come into effect. The plucky politicians may have saved the middle class from a tax rate hike, but they fail to mention all the payroll changes that will bite into your take-home pay. But how was the deal made to ostensibly avoid the fiscal cliff? No, it was not the result of a sudden truce between President Obama and Speaker of the House Boehner. Despite all the reported meetings between those two, no accord was reached. No, the deal was struck by two old politicians, Vice President Joe Biden and the Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell. Well, then how did the deal die? Biden's boss, President Obama, did the worst thing you can do for a negotiator's credibility. He reversed Biden's agreement to some small spending cuts. So essentially, Biden wasted a lot of time only to have his legs pulled out from under him by his supposed ally. So how was the deal saved? Well, to be honest, the original deal, the Biden-McConnell deal, was not saved. The House Republicans howled when they learned the new deal contained tax increases, but no spending cuts. And their leader, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, told the Democrats to essentially pound sand. Boehner re-entered the picture to advise Republicans that rejecting the watered-down deal would make it appear as though the Republicans were the bad guys who threw the people over the cliff. While not pleased, a sufficient number of Republicans agreed with Boehner to allow passage of the deal. No medals arising out of this fiasco. Now, the next headline of note reads, "Fresh budget fights brewing." Yes, we're going from the fiscal cliff to the federal debt limit heights, and the sides are already sharpening their swords and axes in preparation. This fight could be really interesting since both the Republicans and the Democrats feel they were blindsided by President Obama's fiscal cliff deal. The president faces a new challenge because he has lost a lot of credibility with both sides. His primary negotiator, Vice President Biden, has also lost credibility as a deal maker. So I suggest they send in Democratic Senator Al Franken. The next round of negotiations will be the perfect venue for a comedian. There will be more brinksmanship, more press coverage of somber politicians marching from one committee chamber to another, more melodramatic promises never to compromise. I even expect to hear some fool claim death before compromise. That would be an insult to Patrick Henry, or whomever actually said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Our current Congress doesn't appear populated by many Patrick Henrys. I promised that I would share with you what is intriguing me locally. There are two primary things at the moment. The first is that other areas of the country are sending business development professionals to California in a concerted effort to lure businesses out of the state and into Nevada, Texas, Georgia, and other locales. Yo, California, wake up and smell the coffee. One interesting side note to this topic is that prior targets for business development were foreign countries. Have we here in California become so weird that other states view us as a foreign country? Wouldn't surprise me. The other local area of interest is the ongoing saga of San Bernardino City bankruptcy. The pension fund CalPERS lost the first round of its bid to force the city to continue to make the pension payments even while the city is in bankruptcy. But the story is far from over. CalPERS is claiming that it is effectively a state organization and its claims preempt bankruptcy. The judge said she was not so sure. The government employee unions are claiming that the payment of pensions and benefits trump any claim by bondholders who effectively provided the funds by which the city could make such pension and benefits payments. A similar dispute arose during the GM bailout, and the union interests won. The unions may well win in San Bernardino, but if they do, it will become very difficult, if not impossible, for cities to raise money by issuing bonds. So fear not, there is plenty of material for future shows. If you have some issue you would like me to address, send me an email at slant, that's the word slant, at radiosausalito.org. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant at radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.